I said, we all know that feeding people is a very great ibadat. But regards to feeding the people in Medina, what advice do you have? You visited many a times. Do you think that by feeding people, it's also a means of you going to Medina continuously?
Actually, my experience is that not only feeding, so many brothers are asking me that, what is the procedure to go again and again? Because it's not from money, that you have more money then you visit again and again. Because the billionaires are not able to go there. But some we saw that some are poor people that are visiting every year. So jise chaaha dar pe bula liya, jise chaaha apna bana liya. Ye bade karam ke hai faisle, ye bade kisi ki baat. So what I experienced that if anybody try to support and give khidmat, or serve the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guest of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam and give them support, so alhamdulillah, he will get chance to visit again and again. So whenever you go to Haramain Tayyibain, try to serve the guest of Allah and guest of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Do not fight with them. Do not make complaints. Do not say, I'm not feeling good, or it's very rush and very hot and I'm not comfortable. Do not say like that. Because if any guest come to your house and he say, I'm not feeling well, your house is not good, it's so much rush and so much dirty and I'm not feeling, not like your food, what you say after when he go? Do not ask him to come again in my house. And if any guest come to your house, very polite, very humble, praise you and make thanks to you, and then when he go, give some gift to you, what you say? What a beautiful guest. Ask him again. Mm-hmm. Subhanallah, if you want to go again and again, do not make complaints. Mm-hmm. Serve the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get chance to go again and again.